basically told me that he thought it was important for you guys to make Wolford beat you guys with his arm rather than his legs. Do you think it's important to contain him from escaping the pocket?
Absolutely, because, you know, throwing the ball is a big part of his game, but being able to throw the ball on the run and create plays is, I feel, even bigger for just anybody. So, yeah, we're going to have to contain him and hold him in the pocket, maybe collapse the pocket on him a couple times.
What about up front? Do you see them posing a threat in the run game at all? Or?
Yeah, I mean, they have a pretty good O-line, some good backs. We've seen them look pretty agile. But like we've been preaching all year, we got to be gap sound and know our responsibilities in the run game.
Do you think it helps when you've faced several of these, you know, dual threat guys who can beat you with your arm, with the arm and their legs?
Absolutely, because just going against that style of play, you know, prepares us for stuff like that. And so here we are going up against another dual threat quarterback. So it'll be another test.
And that being said, Landis, you guys facing a pretty fast-moving offense. Does it help that you face that a lot in practice? I mean, the offense you guys run also pretty fast.
Absolutely. We've been watching them in film, and they like to go a million miles per hour. So it's a good thing that we've been practicing like that, and it should help tomorrow.
Now, with you guys being a little shorthanded, and obviously with Zay and Armani being out, does that put added pressure on you to stay out there on the field, especially since you talked about them moving so quickly? Seems like conditioning play a big role in that too.
Yeah, it could, but I told somebody earlier, you know, whoever's out there is going to have to play hard, you know, regardless it be me or whoever's next or anybody, so yeah.
How do they like to use the misdirection? I know you talked about being gap sound and as far as play action, things like that. How important is that for you guys, as you talked about, and how are they going to use that against you, you think?
We're just going to have to stay true to our training. We've watched some film on them. They like to do a lot of RPO. And like our Coach Price likes to say, have to have good eyes. So, you know, watch the play develop fully. And whenever it does develop, you know, go make a play.
You're a veteran guy. What's it been like with Coach Banks as an interim these past couple of weeks?
It's been pretty cool, man. I like the guy. He brings a lot of energy to the table.
One of the things that Wake Forest coach Steve Clausen was saying, one of his concerns was it was your size at the defensive line. Their offensive line not being as big. I mean, is that something you feel like you guys can take advantage of?
I mean, if there's any disadvantage, then we're going to have to take advantage of it. So whether that be on the offensive line, their defensive line, you know, their secondary, our secondary, any disadvantage we see, I feel we should take advantage of it.
Is there still that kind of weird feeling of having this coaching staff coaching y'all and Coach Sullivan not being there or anything like that? Or as practice went on, did that kind of subside a little bit?
I mean, it was weird for a little bit, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, that's the type of business that we're in. And so now we're here in Charlotte with the game to play tomorrow. And that's what we're going to go out there and do, go play this game for this staff and for Coach Sumner.
How have you seen the staff handle the past couple of weeks? This is a lot of their last game for them as well.
Pretty well. You know, like I said, everybody knows what the deal is. And, you know, regardless of the fact, we still have a game to play tomorrow. And so everybody's prepared well for this game. And so players, coaches, and all feel like we're ready to go out there tomorrow.
The few times that Coach Fisher was at practice kind of evaluating, did you get the sense that some of the coaches might have been kind of auditioning for future jobs at the program too?
I mean, most likely, yeah. Most likely. But more than anything, you know, like I said, we've just been preparing for this game tomorrow. So.